left off last week, introducing the principle of Sveik Sveika. He said, even though there's a general rule that Sveika deraisa l'chumra, whenever you have a doubt about Isser min haTorah, you have to go to Chumra. But if you have a double doubt, you have a Sveik Sveika, then the Gemara Ksubas Taftas says, when is the right to be mekel? The example that the Gemara gives is, you have a woman who has found not to be a basula. Now the question is, at what point was she mezana? So if she was mezana while she was married, birotzo, intentionally, then of course she becomes a surah labayah, it's ish ish zinsa. But if either one of those facts, in this event, she's muteras. That's what the Gemara says, you always have a safek, you always have a sfek sfeka. Maybe she was mezana before the kedushin, maybe she was mezana after the kedushin. And even if she was mezana after the kedushin, maybe it was onus, maybe it wasn't willingly, maybe it was forced, so therefore she would still be muteras. So a combination of those two sfekas, the Gemara's beferish, the woman is muteras min haTorah, sfek sfeka is going to be mater, even in otherwise issa d'oraisa. So what's unclear in the Gemara is, why should this work? What are the mechanics behind this principle of Sveik Sveika? If Sveik is a Rasa min haTorah, Sveik Sveika d'oraisa in the Chumrah, why all of a sudden should Sveik Sveika be muter? So this appears to be related to some of the issues that we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, and at least according to some Acharonim, this is a direct relationship to the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rashba, whether Sveikas are in fact Asa min haTorah, whether the whole concept of Sveik d'oraisa in the Chumrah is only a Chumrah and Rabbanon. So come a group of Acharonim, the Prima God, the Prima Yeshua, many standard Acharonim, and write as follows. According to the Shittas of Rambam, that all Sveikas are really Mutter min haTorah, we can begin to understand the principle of Sveik Sveika. Why is that? Whenever I have a Sufik Echad, whenever I have one Sufik, so a worst case scenario, I have a problem with Rabbanon on my hands. Because min haTorah, all Sveikas are going to be Mutter. So anytime I have a Chal, there's no one, even one Sufik, so it's automatically has been knocked down from being a Deraisa to being a Derabbanon. Now the second Sufik enters into the equation. So now, if you think about it, I have a Sufik whether I even have the first Sufik. So I have a Sufik whether I have an Isser Derabbanon. So since all Sveikas, the first Sufik, created an Isser only mid Derabbanon, once the second Sufik kicks in, so now I have a Sufik whether I even have an Isser Derabbanon in the first place. So that's Sveik Derabbanon, Lekula. So says the Prima Kodim, says the Pnei Yeshuva Das HaRambam, the principle of Sveik Sveika is not a new principle. You don't need a Bokor for Sveik Sveika. Sveik Sveika is the corollary, is the extension of the principle called Sveik Derabbanon, Lekula. But again, this obviously only makes sense according to the Rambam. If you look at the Rashba, that all Sveikas are also in the Torah, so then the second Sufik is not a Sveik HaDerabbanon. The second Sufik is a Sveik HaDeraisa. So according to the Rashba, we have to go searching, we have to go looking for for another reason why Sveik Sveik is going to be Mutter. So the good news is that the Rashba himself gives us the other reason. So in the Tshuvas HaRashba, the Rashba writes, I'll tell you why Sveik Sveik is going to be Mutter, says the Rashba. Since it's based on the principle of robes, we spoke about this robe in the past. We mentioned Rashba last week. I don't think we got to Rashba last week. Right? At least we talked about it in the past. The Rashba Shita is, this is what's called the robe. What's the robe? That there are four logical possibilities. So if we had to draw it out on the board, we'd have called a blackboard robe. So if you think about it, let's say the case of the woman who was Mezana. So there were four different possibilities. Either she was Mezana Beratzon after Kiddushin, or she was Mezana Beratzon before Kiddushin, or she was Mezana Beonas after Kiddushin, or she was Mezana Beonas before after Kiddushin. So the four logical problems, we have two different permutations, so you have four different possible outcomes. So if you would draw out on the blackboard what would the halacha be in all four of these scenarios, you come up with the following conclusion, that if it was, for argument's sake, before Kiddushin, Beratzon, she's Muteris anyway. If it was before Kedushin, Ba'ones, for sure she's Muteris. If it was after Kedushin, Ba'ones, she's also Muteris, because it was Ba'ones. The only case that will have the bad outcome, the only case, everything else on the board is going to have checks in the boxes. The only thing that's going to have an X that's going to be bad is if it was post Kedushin, Biratza. So that's one out of four possibilities. So says the Rashba, do your math. One out of four, you have a 75% chance that she's Muteris, and a 25% chance that she's Asura. That's called a Rove. Says the Rashba, we have a Gemara, Maseches Chulin, based on Psukim and Chumash, and Mashin Shpatim, Achir Rab Mahatos. But whenever you have a Rove, so you always follow Rove. Rove works, we'll talk about this hopefully a lot more in later Shirim. There are two different kinds of Rove. There's a Rove with the Issa Kaman, a Rove with the Leisa Kaman. Rove with the Issa Kaman means when we have all the facts in front of us, means we know exactly what the statistics are. You have 10 stores, 9 selling kosher, 1 selling treif, find a piece of meat on the floor, that's called the Rove with the Issa Kaman. Rove with the Leisa Kaman means we can't exactly point at the different factors, but statistically we believe that it's a Ruba Delaysa Kamal. So the Gemara says, Rob Behemoth ate on treifas. Most animals aren't treif. So that means we sat and counted every animal in the world to see whether it has a hole in its stomach or not. No, we don't know that. But the Territ says we see most animals are walking around. The animals are not dying in front of us all the time. So that's indicative that most animals are probably pretty much healthy. That's a Rob. Let's say the Gemara says in Chulin, most women give birth after 9 months. Most women don't give birth after 7 months. It means we sat down and we counted up every single birth to figure out that Rove. No. We see that most babies are born full-term babies. So the odds are that most women, in fact, are Yoldos Letisha Chadosh.
According to Rabban, when you say the Sveik is Rove.
Rashba.
Sorry, Rashba. When you're talking about Rove, what would happen if it's not a...
We have work it out for us, right? We have a work it out for us. Subject of shuffle, very good. Okay. So according to Rash, but this is also a rove. Again, it's a very, very Mechudish type of rove. But if you think about it, it's not a rove with the Issa Kaman, for sure not. It's not even a classic rove with the Leisa Kaman, because the Chon already starts to touch upon, we're not really sure what the statistics, what the numbers here are. We don't really know exactly each of these cases are equal in terms of statistics, but we do know equal in terms of possibilities. So the rove of logical possibilities is also considered to be a rove of the halacha, and that works for that Torah. So this is the Rashba's idea. So again, we have Machlekes, and we've shown him what Sveik Sveik is based on. According to the Rambam, it's the premise of Sveik Sveik is Sveik of the Araisa, Lekula with the Araisa, Seven Sufik becomes a Sveik of the Rabbanan. According to Rashba Lishitoso, who didn't accept the Rambam for the earlier Shurim, the Rashba holds that all Sveik is a Rasa bin Torah. Obviously had to go searching for another biur, another understanding of Sveik Sveik, and he came up with one, namely, that it's based on the principle of Rove. But the very enough Kaminas Ladin, at the end of the day, so both Rishonim accept Sveik Sveik, Sveik Sveik is a Gemara. The Gemara test, everybody accepts Sveik Sveik, almost everybody. There's one opinion Rishonim, the Ra'ah, says that maybe there's no such thing as Sveik Sveik. The Gemara Ksubas meant something different than it really means Sveik Sveik. But again, conventional, all the other Rishonim assume, of course, Sveik Sveik exists. The Gemara says it's black and white. So in Shulchan Aruch, it's always assumed Sveik Sveik exists. When it exists, how it exists, that's up for grabs. But the fact that it exists, mostly everybody seems to agree to. So Bein Lefi Rav, Bein Lefi Rash for Sveik Sveik is going to be effective. Who cares whether we formulated it based on the Rambam's understanding, Sveik is a Lekula Ben Torah, based on the Rash, based on Rove. At the end of the day, it's going to work. So the Chor, there are going to be a few important afkaminas, some of the things based on some of the things we spoke about in the past, and some new things today as well. There should be some real nafkaminas ladina within the Rambam and the Rashba. If the Rambam's beer is correct, as the Prima Gadol of Bnei Yeshua claim, that Sveik Sveika is in a sense a corollary of Sveika deraisa lekula b'deraisa and Sveika derabanan lekula, means it's a combination of those two principles. So then Sveik Sveika will only work when those two principles are applicable. If one of those principles or both of those principles happens to break down in any particular scenario for whatever technical reason, then the whole Sveik Sveika principle is going to unravel as well. So the principle of Sveik Sveika is only as good as those two principles are. It will only apply if we can get by declaring all Sveikas and Mutter Min HaTorah, and we can say this is a case which is subject to the Kula of Sveik Derabanan Lekula. If both of those statements are true, then we can negotiate Sveik Sveika. If either one of them is not true, Nafala Yisod, Nafala Binyan. So here, some folks can raise the following question. It's going to throw back what we spoke about, I think, the first week of this year. A Sveik Sveik in the Rambam of Issachares. What if you have a Shaila in Hilchos Shabbos? You have a Shaila in Hilchos Nida, Shaila in Hilchos Chelev, Chametz HaPesach, etc. Shailas of Issurei Kares. What would the Rambam say about a Shaila in Issachares? Can we apply the principle of Sveik Sveik or not? Do we have a right to say Sveik Sveik if we mati even in Issachares? So the Chora, that's a throwback to what we mentioned the first week. We raised the question, according to the Rambam, How could Sveikas be mutter in a Torah? What happened to the parasha of Hashem Tolan? The Torah says that if you're not sure whether you're Mechal Shabbos, so you bring a Korban Hashem. But Hashem Tolan. The Torah says if you're not sure whether you ate chometz and pesach, you ate one piece, you're not sure it's the matzah, the chometz, so you chayev to bring a Hashem Tolan. What do you mean you chayev to bring a Hashem Tolan? What do you have to do anything? What I did was mutter. According to the Rambam, if I would have asked the Shaila, I would have gotten the Psach from Moshe Rabbeinu, that's mutter. So one of the answers that was given was that Isurik Karis are different. But even the Rambam concedes that Sveikas are not mutter in a Torah by Isurik Karis. If that is correct, and that's going to change the whole picture of Sveik by Isurik Karis as well, that how can you possibly say Sveik Lakula, according to the Rambam, if Sveik is just an extension of the principle of Sveikas being mutter in a Torah, but if Sveikas aren't mutter in a Torah by Isurik Karis, then obviously Sveik is not going to be mutter by Isurik Karis either. Again, the only case of the Gemara that we have real bona fide Sveik is Ksubas Daf Tes, which is not an Isurik Karis. An Eishesish to be Mazan is an Issacharis, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the husband remaining married with the Eishesish is in Zah. That's not an Issacharis. That's a lav, an essay, whatever it is, that's not an Issacharis anymore. So just because the Gemara has Sveik Sveika by Isurik Lavim doesn't necessarily translate to mean that Sveik Sveika will be true by Isurik Karis. According to the Rambam, we could throw a monkey wrench into a Sveik Sveika and an Issa Karis. However, according to the Rashba, there's no reason to distinguish. According to the Rashba, Rov is Matar Isurik Karis. That's no Shaila. We use Rov all the time. We'll talk about a little bit later in weeks to come. Some of the cases in Halach, we may not use Rov. But generally speaking, Rov is very, very effective. We can use Rov in Chometz, and Rov in Shabbos, and Rov in Eshizish, and Rov in Nida. We can use Rov all the time. Acharav Nahatos. Therefore, according to the Rashba, who learns that Sveik is part of the parish of Rov, there is no reason to arbitrarily distinguish between Isurik Lav and Isurik Karis. So this is one possible Nafkamina. Again, it's not fair to say this is the Nafkamina, because it's only Nafkamina according to one version of the Rambam. If you hold like the other version of the Rambam, that even Isurik Karis Sveik is a Mutamina Torah, then the Nafkamina just disappeared. So it's possible. We call it a Suffolk Nafkamina. Not a Sveik Nafkamina, a Suffolk Nafkamina between Taz and the Rambam. Taka, what is the Din? What is the Halacha L'maisa? So some of you may remember, we spoke about this in the Chosnida. I don't remember if we talked about it this year or last year anymore. I've got it already. It's in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin. I think it was, where do we, this year we started with the, I think we started with the Hachokas after the summer, right? So this is already from last year's stuff. So I can say it over, right? Some of us may have forgotten the passage. Okay, whatever it is. So comes the Tosfos in the first paragraph of Baba Kama of all places, and applies the principle of Sveik Luchas Nida. There is a Gemara in the beginning of Baba Kama that speaks to something that got kind of thrown to Baba Kama Derech Agav. It's the Amma Ulam Rebelaz Gemara. So remember in the first paragraph of Baba Kama, the Gemara has one statement of Amma Ulam Rebelaz, which has to do with Nezikin, and then the Gemara says, oh, well, Ula said something in the name of Rebelaz, let's hear everything he had to say in the name of Ula, in the name of Rebelaz. Gemara lists off 10 other statements of Ula in the name of Rebelaz about Pidgin Aben, and about Kinyonim, and about this, and about that, and one of them happens to be about Uchas Nida. So it has absolutely nothing to do with Maseches Bava Kama, but it made its way to Bava Kama Daf Yir Aleph. So the Gemara has some kind of a principle of Sveik Sveika in effect in terms of Uchas Nida. And there's a Shaila in the Rishonim. Is the Gemara talking about the Tuma dimension of Nida? Is the Gemara talking about the Issa Levayla dimension of Nida? So Taisus happens to learn that the Gemara is talking about the Issa Levayla. For our purposes, that's all we need. That we're talking about the Issa Levayla. And the Gemara seems to say that Sveik is going to be Mutter. Whatever the Gemara is talking about, whether Tuma or Issa, the Gemara uses the principle of Sveik. So come the Poskim and say, you see from Taisus that even though Nida is an Issa Kares, Avavichain Sveik is an effective tool to be Mutter and Issa Kares as well. So you see claw from Taisus like that. And the truth is that even the Ramah Poskim is that way. So now we could say with Lev Shalom, today's the Ramah's Yurtzai. Last time I was afraid to say it because we hadn't counted Tzvir when I was saying this. I didn't want to say today's Lev Omer, but now we could say today's Lev Omer Choladez. I only got, Hashem, this year I only got one of those today, Lev Omer Shilas. Last night somebody called me frantic. See, it's good. You know why you get less than them on Motzei Shabbos? When do you get them? Was it a weeknight? So a guy doesn't have Meyer till 10 o'clock at night. So he's already dancing at his bonfire. He's already trying to shave. He's already trying to do his stuff. And he's already saying it's like, boy, but then you run into that Catholic spirit. But, so who did the Shalom come from? Came from a woman, not from a man. She wasn't a shul. So she didn't have a mirror, so she said a flag bomb, and then 10 o'clock at night she realized that she hadn't counted Sviri yet, so she just what to do. So today we could say Lechol HaDei, it's a flag bomb, and it's Rebbe Shumei Yochai's Gertzeit. Those who are learning Daf Yomi, so those who are doing ready this morning's Daf, jumped the gun a little bit. So the opening line of the daf is Rabbi Shimon Omer. It's all about Tzmachlekes Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon. And then I thought it was even more fascinating. The Gemara continues. There was the Machlekes Rabbi Shimon and his son, Rabbi Loz Rabbi Shimon, about a certain Shaila. So we know exactly where they learned the Chavrus. They learned in the cave together. It was Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Loz Rabbi Shimon. So this particular Shaila, about what do you do when you have a Minchas Kohen? Do you burn the Shiraim, not burn the Shiraim? Whole story. So that Machlekes, I would guess, most probably was one of the many, many Shailas they were discussing together in the cave. So it's also in Yad of the Yom of Rabbi Shimon. But this is today. It's also in Yad of the Yom because of the Ramah. The Ramah is Yitzhak, like Weimar. So we'll quote this Ramah. We would have quoted the Ramah anyway, but we'll quote it anyway. So the Ramah in Simukhu Fezayin and Yeredeya writes Lamaisa. They don't quote the Taisus verbatim, but the Ramah writes Lamaisa that a Sveik Sveika is applicable in the Chusnida. We could be Matra, a woman Labaila, based on the principle of Sveik Sveika. The particular Sveik Sveika that Ramah was talking about, you may remember, was a very complicated one. It was in the Sugya about Makas. About if a woman has a makah in that area, but we're not exactly sure where the makah is. So the Ramah says we have a double doubt. We're sfeik sfeika. We're not sure that the makah is motzi dam or not. We know there's some kind of a makah there, but we can't really tell for sure whether it's actually bleeding. So we're not sure whether it's motzi dam or not. That's suffix number one. If it's motzi dam, if a woman has a makah, motzi dam, we know for a fact there's bleeding. The doctor examines her, looks inside and says, I see the blood's coming from a makah, then no matter how much blood comes, the woman is muteris. So here we have the suffix, whether the makah is motzi dam or not. And number two, even second suffix, is that we're not sure exactly where the makah is. That we're not sure where the blood actually came from. We're not sure whether the blood is coming from inside the machor, or whether the blood is coming at stodim, it's coming from chutz l'machor, from outside of the uterus, maybe it's coming from the cervix. We can't see anything. As long as that, it's going to be unlikely sveik sveika, because we're just going to take a look and see. But the olden days, they didn't know how to examine in that way, so they didn't have the equipment to examine women that way, so everything was based on what we think, based on our feeling, based on our looking, our experience, whatever we think the blood is approximately coming from. So there are more rites. We have a sveik sveika. Maybe it's coming from the tzdodim, or maybe it's coming from the makor, from the uterus, and even if it's coming from the makor, maybe the makor is motzi dam. So it's a sveik sveika, and there are more says, therefore the woman is muteris l'baila. Again, in terms of Hilchos Deed, in terms of Hilchos Sveik Sveik, there may be issues with that Sveik Sveik. There are many Pelskim of Shemechuds and other. There are a lot of problems, a lot of issues. We'll talk about that a little bit maybe next week. We'll get into some of the more details of Sveik Sveik. But for our purposes, suffice it to say that there are laws invoking Sveik Sveik in Hilchos Deed, which of course we should know after 2 years learning Hilchos Deed is in the Sakaris. Well, from Mani Chumash, we should know that also. So the Issa Nida is an Issacharis, and Sveik Sveika still works, because there are laws following Tosfos. So the fact that in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that Sveik Sveika does work in terms of Hilchos Nida, that may indicate one of two things. Either it indicates the Rashba is correct, that Sveik Sveika is based on Rov, or maybe it indicates that even the Rambam may be correct, but maybe the Rambam holds that Sveik Sveika works in these Sirikaris. Maybe the Rambam holds that Sveika Deraisu Lakula Minatara works even by Sirikaris. So we're not really sure. We literally have a Sveik Sveika. We're not exactly sure why we paskin Lahalacha Sveik Sveika works by Karis. The fact that we do, that's the Ferish Ramah, the Ferish Taisus. That Lahalacha, we've accepted that position that Sveik Sveika is applicable even in these Sirikaris. Why is that so? So it's maybe because the Rashba's right. Or even if the Rambam's right, maybe the Rambam himself holds that Sveik Sveika works by Karis, because maybe the Rambam holds that Sveika the Rice Lakula plus by Karis as well. The Mechaber doesn't talk about the topic because the Ramah is discussing the when you have a Makah, which you're not sure is Motzidam. The Shulchan Aruch happens to paskin like the Rashba, and a different Rashba, that says that as long as she knows she has a Makah there, even if she's not sure it's Motzidam, that's good enough. You can assume that it's Motzidam. So the Mechaber doesn't even get to the next discussion. It's only because the Ramah paskin like the Mordechath, you do a Motzidam, that the Ramah gets into the whole discussion. Are there any other possible nafkaminas ladina, in terms of lamdas, between the Rambam and the Rashba, whether Sveik Sveik is based on Sveik as being mutter, with a Torah, whether Sveik Sveik is based on Rov? So there may be another possible nafkamina, and that's the following shaila, somewhat of a complicated shaila. What is the din if you have a Sveik Sveika, which is coming in a situation where you happen to have a chazokah, you have a cheskes issa working against you? So we spoke about this a little bit in the past, we're going to hopefully talk, there's going to be a whole topic in and of itself, the principle of chazokah. But basically the Gemara says in Maseches Chulin that we have the din min HaTorah called chazokah. Chazokah means you follow the status quo. If something used to be mutter, and now you have a suffix, whether it's also a mutter, you assume it's still mutter. If something used to be usher, now you have a suffix whether it's changed or not, then you assume it's still usher. That principle of chazak meikar is a din min haTorah. The Gemara learns it out from Sukkim, a very interesting lima. We spoke about also the best neged saras that you have. The kohen comes to look at the wall of the house. Is there a neged saras there? And he looks at it, he says, yes, there is. And he's about to say tummy. He doesn't say tummy when he's in the house. He goes outside the house. We yotzel a bias. We yotzel a bias. He's about to say tummy. And then the Gemara says, wait a second, how could he say tummy? How does he know it's still the same size? Maybe the nega shrunk. If it's no longer the size of a grist, no longer the size of that penny. So just by fluke, it happens to be it's the sheer for some men. It makes the coin only have to walk around with one penny in his pocket. So he can use the same coin to measure both things. Somebody told me recently, that, I don't know if it's true or not, that the U.S. government is going to stop minting pennies. I don't know what somebody said. That, the nickel is going to be this. Is that true? Oh yeah, I don't know. I just heard about it a couple of months ago. So I commented at the time and heard it's going to make it harder for Rabbanim. We better start to hoard some pennies. That's the shia of Ksamim. So I told to somebody, they didn't know what I was talking about. They didn't understand the joke. That was all. Anyway, so I guess you have to be in it to appreciate the humor. Anyway, so what are they doing in Eretz Yisrael? I don't know. The little coins are the same size as pennies. I'm not sure.
I heard the Rabbanim came out with a special penny. Whole set of.
There you go, okay. To be saved for Nigir Batim years to come. Okay, anyway. So the Gemara says in Chulim, the Kohen's he's walking into the house, he sees that's the right Shia, he walks out, he says, no, it's the same Shia. So the Gemara says, he knows it's the same Shia, it's a Chazaka. 2 minutes ago it was a grist, I'm just talking about a grist now also. Yeah, is the latest Asafik, maybe a trunk, yeah, maybe no, but there's a Chazaka that it was the same, so you follow Chazaka. So the Gemara says, for here you follow Chazaka, l'chol dini atar, ben l'kula, ben l'chumris, you always follow Chazaka. Chazaka is the greatest thing in the world. So the Chora, what would the din be in the following case according to the Rambam? The Rambam says that all sfeikas are mutar min haTorah. And according to that premise of the Rambam, all sfeikas are mutar min haTorah. Really? All sfeikas are mutar min haTorah? What if you have a chazaka l'isser? So then the Rambam wouldn't say that. When would the Rambam say this is all sfeikas are mutar? If I find a piece of meat on the street, there are no stores around, I find a piece of meat in the middle of the desert. So it's either chaz or not chaz. I have no idea. What's the chazaka? There's no chazaka. There was no status quo in this meat. I don't know anything about this meat. So that's what the Rambam says, sfeikas amutar min haTorah. But what if I have a situation where there is a status quo, where there is a chazaka, and the status quo was bad? The chazaka was that it was usur. So now you want to tell me that the chazaka changed? Not so simple. That the chazaka changed. No, that's the parasha of Nigibatim that you rely on the Chazaka. Sveikas amutar, that's called a safek. Sveikas amutar means when you don't have any other information to go on, you have no other indication, no other principle, no other klal in the Torah to work with, then sveikas amutar. But if you have the Chazaka in front of you, so then the Chazaka tells you that it's asar until proven otherwise. So it's quite possible that according to the Rambam, the principle of a sveikas deraisa lekula is not going to apply in a situation of a Chazaka. Not only is that true, that a sveika deraisa lekula mideraisa will not apply if you have a cheskes hazer, but the second principle that's critical for the Rambam sveika, namely sveika derabanan lekula. What's the din if a person has a sveika derabanan lekula, the shayla involved is on a mideraisa, but there happens to be a cheskes hazer? Means it's not like I find an egg, and there's a chance the goy cooked it. The goy cooked something, I'm not sure he cooked this egg, they didn't cook the egg. We said before, shach writes that it was bishalakom. All sveikas and bishalakam are going to go lakula. Because there's no chazaka mekara. The egg wasn't also to start with. But what if I have a situation where I know something used to be also? It's been also for the last week. And now the shayla has that chazaka changed. I have a 50-50 chance when the chazaka has changed. And the shayla is only midi rabbanon. So would the Rambam say, I'm sorry, would the halacha say that's mutar? Would we say that sveikas derabanan lakula, even in a situation of a cheskes yisur? That's a big, big machlekes aposkim. So the shach and klali sveika quotes the machlekes that he had with the prichadash about this. The prichadash writes that, yeah, sveikas derabanan lekula all the time. There's a chazaka, no chazaka, yeah, it doesn't matter. Sveikas derabanan lekula. And the Shach says it's not true, that sveikas derabanan lekula is very, very limited. It's only limited when you have an independent suffix. But if you have a suffix which is building off of a cheskes yisur, so then tough luck, sorry. Then sveikas derabanan lekula is not going to apply. The truth is, it's probably like you said, we showed in the beginning of Masechet Pesachim, Rashi and Tosfos. This is an age-old question, and it could be even maybe like I'm a roi. So this is an old discussion about Sfeikah Darbon Lekul B'Mokom Cheskes Hisar. But our Kofonim, if you put together some of the pieces that we're saying, we're going to have some serious reservations about invoking Sfeikah in situations of Cheskes Hisar for a variety of reasons. If I know that something used to be Aser, and now I'm questioning, has that issa changed or not? Can we say a sveika, and therefore everything's going to be fine? Therefore, we can be matarim. So if you go with the Rambam, we're running into a lot of problems. Because according to the Rambam, sveika is predicated on two assumptions. Assumption number one is that all sveikas are mutter min haTorah. Well, not so simple. This kind of a sofik would not be mutter min haTorah, because it's a cheskes iser. Premise number two, to accept sveika according to the Rambam, is that sveika d'rabbanan is lakula. Also not so simple over here. Sveikah d'rabbanan may not be lakula over here. According to Shach, at least, it's not going to be lakula. So the two premises that we needed in order to create a sveikah, in order to create the lumdus of sveikah, according to the Rambam, premise number one, for sure, fell over by the wayside. And it's quite possible premise number two also fell by the wayside. So according to the Rambam, we are in a little bit of a pickle. According to the Rambam, so we cannot invoke sveikah against the cheskes iser. Now, the truth is, we don't have any raya's from the Gemara, because there's very little in the Gemara about Sveik. All it is super stuff test. There's no cheskes iser there. If anything, there's a cheskes heter. The woman used to be muteres. So according to the Rambam, it's very possible that Sveik is going to break down in a situation of a cheskes iser. When you have no chazakas working for you or against you, then we can begin to discuss Sveika. But otherwise, you're going to have a serious problem. What about according to the Rashba? According to the Rashba, will sveikas be acceptable in a situation of a cheskes iser? So the answer to that question is you have to ask another question, namely, what will Rove work against the chazaka? What will the din be when you have a clash between Rove and a chazaka? Who wins? Who wins that fight, that conflict between a Rove and a chazaka? Whoever wins that, if Rove wins that, then if sveikas is like Rove, then sveikas is going to work. So what's the answer to that question? Hopefully we have a lot to talk about a little bit later on about that, hopefully. But just for our purposes right now, it's Machlekes HaTanoim. It's Machlekes Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan. It appears in the very end of Masechet Kedushin. It appears in the middle of Masechet Chulin. A running Machlekes Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan, whether Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif, or Ruba v'Chazaka, Lav Ruba Adif. So the Chachamim happened to hold that Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. So l'chaura, according to the Chachamim, we should pass like the Chacham, Ruv v'Chazaka, Ruv Adif. So we who follow the Chachamim, that Rov does beat out Chazaka, then the corollary that should be, that Sveika should beat out Chazaka as well. That's what I would have thought the halacha should be. There is a little bit of a monkey wrench into that, is that even though it's true, of course we follow the Chachamim, Ruv v'Chazaka, Ruv Adif, no question about that, there is a sheet that's Rebbe Natam, tucked away in the third parak of B'chairis, where Rebbe Natam happens to say that yes, midaraisa, there's no question we follow Ruba v'chazaka Ruba adif, but midarabonim we don't. That midarabonim there's a chumra that you're not allowed to rely on Ruba v'makom chazaka. What led Rebbe Natam to the chumra is a very complicated sugya in Hilchos B'chairis with cholov, with milk, did the mother give birth, not give birth. Hopefully we're not going to forget that sugya, we're just going to put it on the back burner. When we get to the sugyas of Ruba v'chazaka Ruba adif, so somewhere down the line in our Sheish Maitza discussions, so then we're going to hopefully come back to the Shittas Rebbe Natam. But for our purposes, we should just keep in the back of our minds that whenever you apply Ruba v'chazaka Ruba adif, you're possibly looking for trouble. So again, what should it be? What should it be? Should sveika work against the chazaka, or should it not work against the chazaka? So you have to do all the math, you have to do all the cheshbonos. So according to the Rambam, we have very serious problems, very serious hesitations with applying the principle of sveika to be matter against the chazaka. You have really two strikes against you. That sveika deraisa l'kula doesn't apply when there's a cheskes iser, and it's quite possible that sveika d'rabbanan l'kula doesn't apply when there's a cheskes iser. So if either one of those two statements are true, kavachum, they're both true, then the whole sveika unravels according to the Rambam by a cheskes iser. According to the Rashba, we can negotiate. According to the Rashba, if sveika is based on Rove, then you can begin to discuss. Then there's what to talk about. Then maybe according to the Rashba is going to work. And again, if it's going to work, it's probably going to be just an extension of the question, does Rove work or not? So does Rove work against Chazaka min haTorah for sure? Maybe Midraban also, Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam, other Rishonim. We're not convinced that it's going to work. But according to the Rambam L'chaira, it's going to be very, very problematic. How do we pask in Halacha? What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Poskim? Do we have a right to apply a sveika against the Chazaka or not? So here we have a Machlokes in the Rambam and the Shach. So again, the Rambam is coming back again, second time, the Yotzei. So the Rambam
says that, yeah, that Sveik Sveika works against Chazaka. Why does it work against Chazaka? So the Ramah quotes the Rashba. He quotes the Tshuva to Rashba. Perhaps the Rashba seems to say in the Tshuva, the Rashba himself talks about this topic, and the Rashba seems to say this. So the Ramah says, yeah, Sveik Sveika works. It's against the Chazaka. Yes, sir, it's okay, it's no problem. What's the case? The Ramah is not writing a Sefer Sheshmai. So what's the Ramah talking about? The Ramah is writing a Sefer Halacha. It's a Ramah relevant to Chaz Treifus. So that complicated shayla of Chastreifus. These are shaylas that we usually Rabbanim, most Rabbanim don't get today. About you have a broken wing on a chicken, there's a shayla, is it a treifa, not a treifa. I've only gotten this shayla one time in my life from Nachum Zulitz. Do you remember? The only time ever in my life, a couple of years ago by Kaparis, you came up to me. And you showed me a chicken that had like the wing, it was a little dislocated or something. So he asked me, he said, no, Rabbi, what's the din? I said, I have no idea. You got to speak like I did. I said, we're about equally qualified to answer the shayla. I don't know anything about the answer to this question. So they're so far removed. We find, sometimes you open up an Empire chicken, also you see there's a broken something. So we assume it probably happened in the factory, and in the packaging, and we assume it's probably not such a big problem. But here you have it. Sitting in front of you, so there's no packaging, so it's no problem. Why is it a problem? What's so bad if the wing is broken? So the problem is that sometimes the wing is broken, that may poke into the lung, and you may have had a hole in the lung. A hole in the lung is a trefa, so the chicken may be also in a tera. So sometimes it's not so easy to tell, so you're not sure. Let's say now you can't find the lungs anymore. What do? You have a broken wing, is it also? So there are possible fakers involved. Huh? So you have a suffix. Yeah. Right, regular trapez. Hilfus trapez applies to birds also. But they're slightly different. There are a few differences in Hilfus trapez of birds, but there are trapez bentar for birds also. It's a mission of a satisfying. We don't check as much for many places don't check as much for birds because they're less likely that certain things are going to go wrong. But if you know for a fact something's wrong, then you have a problem. So there are more.
Can you speak so much that I thought as long as it's hopping around,
you have to wait for a year for it. It has to.
No, stop. If you see a chicken that's hopping around, right? Nobody eats a little chicken, you don't have to be concerned.
Right. We assume that there's an unbelievable.
Right.
But here we see it's not popping. It's got a broken wing. So the shayla is, did it have a hole in its lung also? So it's fake, that we're not sure, that maybe it did make a hole, maybe it didn't make a hole, even if it's. Maybe it was before Shechit. The kids have a few different Sveikas going around. So the Rambam says, okay, it's Mutter. It's a Sveik, it's Mutter. Even though, L'chayre, this is a potential issue of Chazaka. Because the Gemara says that a Behemah Bechayah Becheskes Israel Medes, that an animal, a bird for that matter, calls man it's still alive, is Becheskes Israel. You can't eat it when it's alive. So for the first 6 months of this animal and bird's life, it had a Becheskes Israel. And now we're trying to figure out, is it Mutter or not? So that, L'chayre, should be a problem, it should be an issue at least, of Sveik being Matra Chazaka. That's what they're most popular about. So the Rambam writes, yeah, it's okay, Sveik is Mutter Bechum Chazaka. And the Shach says, no, it's not true. Based on what we said, it's not so partial that a Sveik is going to work for Malam Chazaka. So it is very, very lomdish shayla about Sveik is and the relationship between Rovs and Chazaka, Sveik and stuff, etc. And the end of the day boils down to Machlekes Sefelskim and Yeridea in Simin Kuvyud. Are there any other Nafkaminas Ladina between the Ram and the Rashba? So there is another possible Nafkamina, and that's in the realm of Dine Mamanis. Can you use Sveika to be Mitzi Mamanis? Bezins has a Din Torah. And they're trying to figure out who owes what. Does Reuven owe Shimon the money or not? So Reuven's tithing one thing, Shimon's tithing another thing. Bezin listens to everything. And Bezin comes to the realization that we don't really know what the answer to the question is. But we have a Sveik. There's a Sveik that Reuven probably owes the money to Shimon. So do we have a right to turn around to Reuven and say, listen, you better give him the money. Based on the principle of Sveik, we're going to force you to give him the money. Now normally we know the rule is Suffolk Mom and Lahoko. Means if a person has we have a Suffolk. Bezin can't resolve the doubt of the case. So that most of the Chavela Varaya. So you can't pull Bezin can't inform. Force somebody to pay the money, that you have to prove it. If you can't prove it, so then the other person is going to win the Din Torah. So is this called a proof? So Shimon proved based on he yanked out of Yeridah, Simon Kofiud, and he went to all the Sveika, and he showed the base that I have a Sveika that Reuven owes me the money. So is that considered to be a valid proof or not? So
the Chavala should not be the same Shalas beforehand? It's
Chazok. Okay, we're getting there. So what should the din be? So should we allow Sveika to be Motzi Mamon? So according to the Rambam's analysis of Sveika, the question is going to be off the ground. So the Rambam's whole Yisod of Sveika is predicated on the assumption that Sveika is really Mutter Min HaTorah. That Rambam is not doing Din Mamonis. That Rambam's an Isurim. Din of Mominus, we know the rule of Mominus is a Motzach Ve'el Varaya. That's a Pasuk in Chumash. We know there's a din of a Motzach Ve'el Varaya. So according to the Rambam, what is Sofik Chazir and Sofik Chomet, Sofik Chel, have to do with anything? So according to the Rambam, how can you begin to discuss using Sfeik in the realm of Mominus? And number two, Sfeik in the Rabban Makula, what the Rabban do, right? The whole thing doesn't make any sense. The terms are meaningless when you're dealing in a case of Din of Mominus. So the according to the Rambam, the whole parsha Sfeik is totally irrelevant in the realm of Din of Mominus. What is it? It's a Sfeik. It's a Sfeik Echad. You can have a million Sfeik. It's still called a Sfeik Echad. If it's a Sfeik Echad, so then we apply the principle called Sfeik Mamon Lahakal and a Motzim Chilav Arayim, and we cannot be Motzim Mamon based on a Sfeik. But according to the Rashba, maybe we could begin to negotiate. Maybe we could say, according to the Rashba, ooh, aye. Sveik Sveikas, we tam Rove, and Rove is Gvaldig, and Rove is Mather everything, and Rove maybe even works against the Chazoka, Midatar for sure, maybe even Midrabanan. So the Choran business. So according to the Rashba, we can begin to understand the principle of Sveik Sveik applying not only in Isurim, but we can maybe even apply Sveik Sveik in the realm of the Nimominus. Until we run into one big problem. That's the Gemara of the third Pechah of Akam, the Gemara of the sixth Pechah of Basra. Ein Hoch B'Momen Achar Rov. In Dine Mominus, we don't follow Rov. The Beis Din sitting on it in Torah, and they come to the final conclusion that we're not really sure whether Reuven has to pay the money, but we would put it at an 80% chance that Reuven owes the money. Nope, says the Gemara, Machlekes Amaroi, but we pass in the Loch like Shmuel. Ein Hoch B'Momen Achar Rov. You don't follow Rov to Metzi Mominus. Ki Azlin Basar Reuven Be'is Heter. The beginning of the third Pechah of Akama, you don't follow Rov. So, if you don't follow Rov, then forget it, according to the Rashi. But there's nothing to discuss. Abadi, you can't be Metzi Mamun based on Sveik Sveika. So the Chora Sveik Sveika breaks down in Mamunis, Bein Lefi HaRambam, Bein Lefi HaRashi. Lefi HaRambam, because the whole Sveik is there, Isa Lekulu, Lechumra, the whole story is irrelevant to the Mamunis. According to the Rashi, but it's also irrelevant because you can't even use Rov to be Metzi Mamun, so how can you use Sveik Sveika? That's the Chora with the Din should have been. Unless one is willing to say as follows. This principle of Ein Hoch HaMomen HaCharov really would have to be evaluated properly. Is it always true? Or there are some possible exceptions to that rule? So this is also a topic in and of itself. So these are just planting the seeds for some of the things hopefully we'll talk about between now and the summer. If we decide to wrap up these Shirim, we'll see. But Ein Hoch HaMomen HaCharov is really a unit in and of itself. And if and when we come to the realization there may be certain exceptions to that rule, Sveik Sveika may actually qualify to be one of the exceptions, believe it or not. So again, our netiyah rishon, our gut reaction to the sugya is that Sveik Sveika is going to be irrelevant. It's going to be ineffective in the realm of Din HaMominus. The Fiyah Rambam, for sure, it's going to be irrelevant. And even according to the Rashba, we think that it's going to be irrelevant. But we're not convinced. We're not committed to that statement yet, because we're not quite sure. We don't really know enough information about Ein Hoch HaMomen HaCharov. So once we figure out that information, we may be able to go back to Sveik Sveika L'maisa. What does it say? What do we should say about this? So there's a Taisa Masechus Ksuvus about it that tries to show it from the Gemara, one way or the other. So in the middle of the complicated sugya, Ksuvus Daf Tes, which is the sugya that happened to be a Sveik Sveika, so the Gemara primarily is discussing the issue of the woman's status, Lagavi, her husband, but in the middle of the discussion, Taisa throws in the question, Lagavi, the Ksuba also. That when all said and done, does the husband have to pay the Ksuba in some of these situations? We have Sveik Sveikas that he does, Sveik Sveikas that he doesn't. So Taisa starts to pilpul about how does Sveik Sveika and Din HaMominus play a role. But whatever the answer to this question is going to be, it's going to depend on how to read those tells and how to read those sugyas on the test in Maseches Ksubas. So I'll go upon him, the three possible nafkaminas, Ladina, between the Ram and the Rashba, are all cases where either the Rambam philosophy of Sveik Sveika breaks down, or the Rashba's breaks down, and both of them break down. So what was the issue of Isurei Kares? That's a topic in of itself, where according to the Rambam, Sveik Sveika may not apply. According to the Rashba, it probably will apply. Then you have the issue of Sveik Sveika against the Chazaka, where according to the Rambam, it's not going to apply. According to the Rashba, it may apply. And then you have the Sveik Sveika in the case of Cheskes Mamun, to be Lotz Bechavela Varaya. Is that considered to be enough Varaya? According to the Rambam, for sure, it's going to be irrelevant. According to the Rashba, we can begin to negotiate. So at least we have a few Nafkaminas Ladina, just as which are possibly playing out from this philosophical, fundamental machlekes, to the Rambam and the Rashba, how to understand Sveik Sveika. Hopefully, that's next time. So we'll try to give a little bit more, branch out a little bit more about Sveik Sveika to understand some of the principles of Sveik Sveika, some of the limitations of Sveik Sveika, the Shemechor and Mishapech and Sveik HaShokol, to try to put together the whole picture of Sveik Sveika a little bit better, and hopefully we'll continue invoking the Rambam and the Rashba as we go along. Okay.